It may have been a night of disappointment at Republican headquarters in Des Moines, but there was a bright spot. Tom Latham will be returning to Congress for a 10th term.
This is something for a farm kid originally from Alexander, Iowa, 168 people to stand before you tonight.
The Latham and Boswell race was notably nasty in an already contentious political year. But when all was said and done, Latham thanked his soon-to-be former colleague.
I want to thank Congressman Boswell for his service to our country.
While Latham's victory was a happy moment in a gloomy night for Republicans, Boswell's defeat was bittersweet. Just moments after the ballroom at the Hotel Fort Des Moines broke out into cheers about President Obama's reelection, a hush descended as Senator Tom Harkin introduced the 78-year-old congressman.
There is no Iowan I know who has given more in service to this state and to this nation than Leonard Boswell.
Boswell took the stage surrounded by his family, and he admitted he was disappointed. If you've ever heard Boswell speak, you know he will often talk about his own humble beginnings. And tonight, at the sunset of his political career, he told his origin story just once more.
You know, you've heard me say it. I'll say it one last time, I guess. You know, I started about 75 miles south of here in a tenant farmhouse, and look what we've gotten to do.
Boswell says it's amazing that he could grow up to become a voice for Iowans. And then he said goodbye. For John Kaiser of Des Moines, it was an emotional moment.
I've helped him on every one of his campaigns, and to see him go down, I couldn't even go in and listen to it.
But Kaiser also admitted he can live with Latham.
To be real honest, if I have to say this as a staunch Democrat, if I had to lose one and gain one, Tom Latham would be the one I would want to have.
Iowa Democratic Chairwoman Sue Dvorsky says this is a time to look back and celebrate Boswell's service in politics and in the Army. But she also says there is room to look forward to 2014.
Well, this is a competitive district. I mean, it will always be competitive. It is evenly, almost some days, literally evenly split with registration.
So Dvorsky says it is sure to be in play, even if Latham runs again for re-election. Now, however, Latham is headed back to a divided Washington as part of a Republican Congress to face a looming fiscal cliff. Boswell says he'll spend more time with his grandchildren. In Des Moines, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.